Thank you for listening to the Mutual Audio Network. Please, don't turn that dial.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
This week, starring Dr. Demento as Hippocrates. When we last left our heroes, they were on the island of Kos in 320 BC, tagging along with ancient Greek doctor Hippocrates. They were shadowing him to keep an eye out for Dr. Steve, who was also on the island of Kos, plotting to steal Hippocrates' stethoscope.
Now, as we make the round, you three will have to wear these masks to prevent the spread of germs.
And prevent Dr. Steve from recognizing us.
Who?
No one. Please continue, Dr. Hippocrates, sir.
Okay, well, on our rounds today, you are going to—
Excuse me, Hippocrates, I don't mean to bug you, but I was just wondering what your thoughts were on universal health care.
I think it's a silly idea, and we'll have no more of your controversial theater productions on the subject. You hear me, Michael Morius? Now get out of here before I call security.
Oh, I'll leave, but you can't silence me, Hippocrates. Things will have to change eventually, you know.
Sheesh, that guy never gives up. Now, where were we?
You were talking about doing rounds.
Oh, yes. As we go on our rounds today, you will see many people afflicted with different maladies. Rest assured that all these patients are receiving the very best in care. Now, this poor soul is suffering from Spike Jonesitis. He's prone to making odd noises at random times. Can any of you tell me what you would prescribe for that?
Well, I,
Cocktails for two?
Very good, Grantius. Now, over here, we have a most unusual case. Now, this young man seems to be fascinated with this little squeeze box that he's made.
What's his name?
Al Yankovicius. But the staff just calls him Weird Al. Now, what would you prescribe for him?
Well, I think you—
I know! I'd give him my bologna and tell him to eat it!
Very good. You are a smart one, Chippetees. Now, let's continue.
How do you two know all this stuff? All these cases seem so demented.
I don't know. I guess I'm just a dementoid.
And I'm pretty much a dementoid.
Come along, you three.
As Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips follow after Hippocrates, let's check up with Dr. Stephen Fidgert, who are now being led into the examination room by Secretarius.
Okay, hop up onto this table here, Fidget.
It's, Fidget, actually.
I thought you said Fidget.
Yeah, people make that mistake often. It sounds like Fidget, but it's really Fidget. F-I-D-G-E-R-T.
I see. Well, Fidgert, the doctor is making his rounds and will be here in just 1 minute, so sit tight.
Thank you. All right, when Hippocrates comes in, you keep him busy looking at your foot while I swipe his stethoscope.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, your foot that you hurt like this, remember?
Ow! Oh, yeah, you reminded me.
Hey, look at this, Fidget. They had periodicals in the doctor's offices even way back in 320 BC. Here's Better Columns and Courtyards, Olympics Illustrated, ooh, and here's Populous. Alexander the Fourth's Wild Night Out. Ooh, this looks interesting.
As Dr. Stephen Fidgert read up on the latest dirt on the rulers of ancient Greece, let's catch up with the latest on Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips, who are still shadowing Hippocrates.
Well, I must say, Grantius and Chippetees, you certainly do seem to know your stuff.
Oh,
thank you.
I don't know what your problem is, Floydius, but you'd better pay more attention if you want to be a good doctor.
But I
know. I'll let you handle this next patient. Let me see the scroll here. This patient is suffering from a hurt foot, apparently brought on by repetitive trotting upon by an evil mastermind.
Evil mastermind? What's the patient's name?
The patient's name, Fidget.
Fidget.
Well, the scroll here says Fidget.
Trust me, it's Fidget. And trust me, Dr. Hippocrates, I can handle this one. Grantius, Chippetees, masks on.
Right.
Right.
Okay, right this way. Good afternoon. My name is Hippocrates, and these are three medical students.
Hello.
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 They are shadowing me on my rounds today, and I've agreed to let them run this examination, if that's okay with you.
All right.
So, your scroll here says you hurt your little footy, eh?
Yeah.
As Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips look over the 10 tiny tender toes of Fidger, Dr. Steve slides up next to Hippocrates.
Hello there, Dr. Hippocrates.
Hello.
I was wondering, could I see your stethoscope?
Stethoscope? What's a stethoscope?
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear. Did he just ask to see your stethoscope?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my, my, my. This man is very sick.
He is?
I am?
Why, yes. He's mentioning medical instruments that won't be invented until 1816 AD. He must be suffering a bad case of evilitis.
He is?
I am.
Yes, it's very dangerous. Quick, doctors, get him on the table.
Hey, let go of me. What are you doing?
We need to wrap him. Stat, grab the gauze.
Here you go, doctor. Gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
A little more gauze.
We don't have any more gauze.
Hey, it's okay. He already looks like King Tut.
His skin is all pasty, doctor. He's definitely a junk food junkie. Should we give him a transfusion?
No, we've got to change his eating habits. Quick, fill his mouth with these fish heads.
Wait a minute.
Doctor, look at his head. It looks like he's got a bulbous bouffant on top of a pencil neck.
And not only that, he smells like a dead skunk in the middle of the road.
Well, there's only one thing that can get rid of that, and it starts with an SH.
Shower?
No.
Shampoo?
Nope.
Shaving cream?
That's it.
As Dr. Floyd gets out a big can of shaving cream, Dr. Steve has had enough. He wrestles himself free from the grasp of Dr. Grant and Chips and tries to speak through his mouthful of fish heads.
What did he say?
And with that, Dr. Steve and Fidget run back to their ship and take off into the time and space stream.
Wow, you sure knew the cure to what ailed that gentleman, Floydius. You'll turn out to be a great doctor after all, even if some of those cures were a bit odd.
Wow, thank you very much. That means a lot coming from you, Hippocrates. Well, we should get back to our studies. Thanks for letting us work with you today.
You're most welcome. Now remember to do no harm and always stay demented.
We will. Goodbye, Hippocrates.
And as our heroes race off to their ship, dear listener, we shall race off to the end of our episode. Where will Dr. Steve go next in his never-ending quest to pillage history? Will Dr. Floyd and his crew be able to stop him? And could we possibly work any more comedy song references into this episode?
To the controls, Chips. Let's do the time warp again.
Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
I still don't understand why you're filling your belly button up with water, Dr. Grant.
Go get me my model ships, Chips. Before my belly button returns to normal, I want to have a naval battle.
Oh, Dr. Grant.
Episode number 609 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Dr. Demento as Hippocrates. Visit Dr. Demento and listen to his show online at www.drdemento.com. That's www.drdemento.com. This episode also starred Carla Rudy as Secretarius, myspace.com/Ryan Puppet. And Maura Quirk as Chips, www.mauraquirk.com. Leave us a voicemail at area code 818-332-3053. Why not give us a review in iTunes? Search for Dr. Floyd in the iTunes podcast directory. Kids, always make sure you ask your parents' permission before surfing the web or using the phone. Episode number 609 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2007 Dr. Floyd Industries. All rights reserved.
Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's now time for Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for you members of the Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation. Remember, kids, only official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Rangers can decode Dr. Floyd's secret message with the secret decoder ring available only from www.imaginationranger.com. All right, grab your secret decoder rings and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Remember, Dr. Floyd is counting on you. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number 609, Time Travel Triage. 14, 5, 8, 15, 14, 8, 14, 5, 7, 15, 20, 7, 16, 8, 20, 7, 9, 8, 15, 12, 1,
7, 9, 12, 1, 3, 17, 20, 8.
And that was a message from Dr. Floyd himself to all his Imagination Nation Rangers. You can join Dr. Floyd's Imagination Nation and become an Imagination Nation Ranger only at www.imaginationranger.com. And until next time, set your imagination to fun!
This is Jack Ward, and from every one of us here at the Mutual Audio Network, we wish you, your family, and all your friends safe harbor during these difficult times. Please follow the scientific and medical experts' advice, and we'll always be here for you daily at Mutual.